come into a house. There was a young child there. And they fell before the young child and they offered him worship. This wasn't just some form of homage that you would pay to an earthly king. This was worship of the living God. There is no greater thing than to know God. There's no greater thing to experience God for yourself. There is no greater thing than to worship the living God. God has made each one of us. We are not here by accident. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And God has made us that we might know him and that we might worship him. Christmas time is remembering an historic event when God sent his only begotten Son into this world to be the saviour of men and women. This evening I'd like us to think a little bit about the shepherds and their worship. I'd like us to think a little bit about the kings and their worship. Two different sets of people. The shepherds were very poor. The wise men were very rich. The shepherds received a revelation from God. Angels appeared. And they were told that the Christ child, long promised, had been born in Bethlehem. A sign was given to them. They believed the sign, and they went, and they saw the Christ child. And as a result of that meeting, they told everybody about it. Humanly speaking, if you went and told people about the birth of a human being, and you were full of news and saying that this human being was a king, a little baby, and this one was to be the saviour of many, people just wouldn't believe you. But these shepherds were so persuaded, they returned to their fields praising God and telling absolutely everybody about what they'd encountered. The wise men, they'd been on a long journey. They'd experienced much joy. They'd seen a star that had riveted them. Their journey to the Christ child was very different. They heard of an ancient prophecy in Micah chapter 5 verse 2 that said that the Christ child would be born in Bethlehem, and God was to use even an evil king like Herod in order to facilitate the bringing forth of that prophecy, that they might hear the prophecy and understand it, and they themselves might encounter the Christ child. As you read Matthew's gospel, and as you read Luke's gospel, you cannot be but filled with awe and wonder. God was doing something in history, startling. He was bringing both poor and rich to worship his Son. And my prayer is that tonight, above the atmosphere, we love hearing the children sing. Above the carols, they're wonderful to sing. Above the choir singing to us. Above the candlelights. Above the fact that it's Christmas Eve. That you yourself would experience something very real and very tangible. That you would experience the very presence of God here in this building. How is the presence of God known? The presence of God comes as God takes his precious word and his word speaks into your very heart. You know that God is speaking to you. You don't reject that word, but you receive that word meekly. And we're going to look at two paths this evening, two groups of people and two paths to the Saviour. And we're going to say that today, as of old, people come on different routes to a knowledge of God, but they have one and the same experience. As they come to a knowledge of God, it transforms them. As they come to experience God, they are never the same again. So let's consider, first of all, the backgrounds of these two sets of people. Then let's consider their two paths to Jesus, and finally, their response to meeting him. Well, think of their backgrounds. Who were the shepherds? The shepherds, well, they had very everyday jobs. They were natives of the land. They were Jews. They were probably God-fearing men that went to the synagogue. They're probably religious men. Who were the wise men? The wise men were foreigners. They were not Jews. They came from the east. They were Gentile kings. May well have been pagan. They're prophesied about in Isaiah 9 and in Psalm 72, kings shall fall down and worship him. The shepherds were poor, honest men with an honest job, no big returns, no accolades for doing those long hours, providing sheep that was necessary for temple worship. Nobody looked up to a shepherd. Who are these wise men? There's different accounts about them, different views about them. Certainly they were wealthy. They had to be wealthy. They brought gold to the Saviour. They brought frankincense. They brought myrrh. And they were looked up to by many. The shepherds, just like those early fishermen who were disciples of Jesus, were, by all accounts, uneducated men, probably good talkers, down to earth, probably had little intellectual stimulation in their lives, but everyday blokes. The wise men were learned, probably astronomers who studied the stars, probably successors to the magicians of the Medes and the Persians, magi, involved in divination and interpreting events. Sophisticated men. You see, two different sets of people were called to worship the Christ child. Both had revelations, and both were drawn to worship God. They were given immense privileges. So few upon the earth were aware that the Christ child had been born. But the shepherds came, and the kings came. Now, do you remember the message of the angels? When the angels came to the shepherds, it was good news, glad tidings, a great joy to all peoples. That was the message that God was giving from heaven through the angels. He was saying to the earth, to the world, to rich, to poor, to all peoples of all backgrounds, of all, whether you're religious, whether you're not, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you've done well in your studies, whether you haven't done well in your studies, it's a message for everyone, and it is good news for the world. Here this evening, there are people of different backgrounds. I know there are teachers here. I know there are doctors here. I know in this building there are people who do works like being a carpenter. There are retired people here, maybe retired miners here. There are students in this building this evening. There are people who've had a good education, some who've done well, some who haven't done well. I know in this building there are people who are very wealthy. I know in this building there are people that are not so wealthy. But the message is for all people. Now, it's lovely in my eyes that God called the poor shepherds first. Later the rich came, but it was the poor Jewish shepherds who came first. God is no respecter of persons. God isn't like humanity. Human beings, well, what do? We look up to the celebrities of this world. We look up to the great intellects. We look up to the people who we feel have done something in this world. But God isn't like that. He first called poor shepherds, and then to remind us, not only the poor, and not only Jews, but he calls them the rich, and he calls them to himself. And this is good news Because God is saying, my son has been born, who's a saviour of the world, and I want all to know me through him. And so this evening you found yourself in this building, and it's not an accident. God has brought you here. He's brought you here that you might come and worship him. We come in different ways. For the wise men, it was a long journey. For the shepherds, it was quite a short and quick journey. But both came, and they came to worship him. And for you, some of you here, it's been a long journey. You've gone through all sorts of twists and turns in your life. It's been difficult for you, and yet you've come. But may it be that you've not just come to a service, but you've come to encounter God and encounter his son, Jesus Christ. So we've thought about their two backgrounds, but let's think about these two paths now. For the kings, their path was to do with tension and difficulty. Their path was to do with facing deceit. You see, they thought that the Christ child would be born in the capital, in Jerusalem. They assumed because King Herod was there that he would know. They didn't go to the temple. They didn't understand fully that this was a religious birth. Maybe they thought it was a political birth and it was some sort of earthly king. And so they went to the palace and they spoke to Herod. But they were to experience opposition. You see, Herod was an evil man. He was cunning. He was deceitful. Once he found where Jesus had been born, he was planning to murder him. And so God warns these kings that they're not to return to Herod once they've seen the Christ child. An awful massacre takes place after they return as Herod kills all the baby boys in Bethlehem. You see, their path to Jesus wasn't an easy path. There was great sadness. There was evil in the midst. And for some people it's like that. Some of your lives are very difficult. You face some terrible things in your life. And yet through all this, God can bring you to Christ. The shepherds, well, their paths seem to be so different. Initially, they knew great fear. The angel of the Lord appeared, and they were terrified. But God was soon to take away all their fears. And they were to come hurriedly to Bethlehem, and they to worship the Saviour. Two very different paths. For the kings, it meant a star. For the shepherds, it meant angels in heaven. Think of the kings for a moment. Probably astronomers. They saw this star that God had put there. Maybe it was a comet. We don't know what that star was exactly. Maybe they'd heard of the Jewish prophecy Numbers 24, that out of Jacob would rise a star, out of Israel would come a star. Maybe they knew that prophecy. Maybe somehow the scriptures had come to them. And they recognized that this star that was in the sky, that they saw in the east, was in some way indicating that the Messiah had been born. Their journey was very costly. It took many days and weeks, maybe months, for them to arrive. Yes, they may have been intellectually superior to the shepherds, but really they were no wiser than them. They came, in one sense, to the wrong place, didn't they? They didn't go immediately to a stable. They purely used their intellect and thought, well, let's go to the capital. Let's find out information. God was to use that route, but they were no wiser than the shepherds. And God was used to use religious people in their path. Herod, when he heard that a king had been born, he was fearful. And we read that all Jerusalem was fearful too. Would this be a rival king to King Herod? There was concern. What would this mean for political events at the time? And so Herod, he goes to the chief priests and the scribes, and he goes to these religious people, and he says, where is this Christ child to be born? And they know the scriptures. And they bring out the scroll, and they bring out Micah. And Micah the prophet says, but you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, you are not least, are you not least amongst all the rulers in Israel, but out of you shall come one to shepherd my people Israel. And so the prophet Micah had indicated that the Christ child would be born in Bethlehem. And then the star appears again. It wasn't that they followed a star all the way from the east. No, they'd seen it in the east. It seems to have disappeared. And then they see the star again. And they rejoice with great joy because they know that God is in this. They're convicted. God is leading them. And the star points to where Christ is to be born. And they come and they worship him. You see, their path was a long and difficult path. But they pursued that path and they found Christ. Now, how do people come to know God today? Well, God uses a series of events. God uses often people. God uses the Bible, and he speaks through the Bible to point us to Jesus. But you know, knowledge of the Bible is not enough. The chief priests and the scribes, they had knowledge of the Bible, but they never came and worshipped. And there are people in this building who have knowledge of the Bible. Maybe you've been brought up in a chapel, or maybe you go every Sunday, but you do not know God. You have religion, but you're not saved. They came and they worshipped. Though the path was long and difficult, they found the Savior. What about the shepherds? Well, for the shepherds, heaven was brought near to them. It was as if the kings saw something heavenly from a distance. They saw this star. But for the shepherds, heaven was brought near. Divine angelic beings appeared in that sky that night. First of all, it was one angel. And as that one angel appeared, the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all peoples. To you this day in the city of David is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall see a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And then a whole heavenly host appeared, and they praised God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men." And then the vision ended. And those shepherds, as swiftly as they could, they sped with all their might. They came down those hills in Bethlehem, and they found that stable, and they worshipped the Savior. Now, their journey was very different, wasn't it? A journey which involved a mighty revelation and tremendous joy. In one sense, it doesn't matter how you come to God. Some people come very quickly. They hear the message through the Bible and they believe it. The message that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. They're convinced that they're sinners. They know that they're sinners. And they know that they need God, and they know they need forgiveness. And they understand that Jesus has come for them, and he's died for them, and he's risen for them. And they believe it's a simple message. And they found God. Other people come through all sorts of twists and turns. They try one religion. They try another religion. They try this. They try that. But eventually they come. It doesn't matter how you come. What matters is that you actually come. You come to God and you come to his Son, Jesus Christ. So to close, let's consider the two different responses. The shepherd's response is one of tremendous joy. They return to the hillsides praising God. They're just full of it. And when you see the birth of a little child, his little baby, it's something lovely, isn't it? But you doesn't call you to be, yes, you may have a temporary amount of awe and wonder, but you don't go and tell everybody about it and filled with awe and wonder. You see, this is the Christ child. Jesus had come to do something that nobody else could do. He'd come to open the eyes of the blind to bring out prisoners from the prison. Those who sit in darkness from the prison house. Jesus had come to change lives. People locked in sin, people in the bondage of sin. He'd come to free them. He'd come to forgive them. He'd come to deliver them. He was the great deliverer. And it seems that the shepherds understood that this great deliverer had come. Is Jesus your hope? Is he your saviour? Is he your Lord? Have you discovered that he is your deliverer, the one who saves you from your sin? You see, your sin will drag you down to hell. The wages of sin is death. And after that is the judgment. But there is a deliverer. There's a saviour who rescues from sin. What a wonderful response they had. They told everybody, full of joy. The kings came later. Jesus was no longer in the stable. Jesus was now in a house, a young child. They come into the house and they worship him. And they offer him gold. Why? Gold for a king. They offer him frankincense. Why? Because frankincense is used in worship. This is God. They offer him myrrh. Why myrrh? Because myrrh was used for embalming bodies. This Christ child is going to die. That's his mission. He's going to die for his people to save them from their sin. They recognize that though they are sages, though they are wise men, though they are kings, he is far superior than them. And they fall down and they worship him. And they come under the protection of God. They don't return like the shepherds, jumping for joy. You see, something dark and sinister is going to happen. Herod is going to slay these young babies in Bethlehem. But God warns them. He protects them. He says, do not return to Herod. Go back to your country, some other route. They come under the protection of God. Do you see their response? The response is to worship Christ and to give him their all. And then to continue in the path of God under his protection. How about you this evening? How will you respond to this message? You've heard the good news tonight. Will you reject the news? Or will you believe the news? And will you embrace Jesus as your Lord and as your Saviour? Jesus came that first time as a baby. But Jesus is coming again. And he's coming again in great might and power and glory to judge the living and the dead. Are you ready for his coming again? There's nobody better to worship. He is the only one worthy of our worship. May it be that you come to know him and worship him. That's my prayer tonight.